Welcome to my podcast, Ellie Elevates Your National Parks. This is a podcast about the different national parks and monuments. Each episode, I will feature a different National Park Service site and tell you some background information and share insights, tips, and suggestions. I will also interview someone different every episode and hear about their experience with the featured park. Now let's elevate your knowledge about this episode's site, Mammoth Cave National Park. Largest known cave system in the entire world, and we are lucky that it's a part of the national park system. It is in a really beautiful part of Kentucky. There are at least 400 miles of cave in the park. That's insane! If they put it to end, it would be the same distance as Chicago to Nashville. The cave developed in limestone with a layer of sandstone on top of it. The limestone slowly dissolved into the water that seeped through the ground. Its layer of sandstone actually protects it. The upper protective layer is up to 50 feet deep, and the water can only get through vertical cracks. Since the sandstone does such a good job keeping water out, now there are a few stalagmites in the upper part of the cave, which makes it look really different from other caves I've been in. There are some locations in the cave where vertical cracks have formed, allowing water to seep in from the surface. One of these places is called the Frozen Niagara because the stalagmites on the floor have met the stalactites from the ceiling to create a column that looks like a frozen waterfall. The cave was inhabited by Native Americans beginning about 6,000 years ago. Native Americans mined in the cave and used it for shelter and storage. It was also used as a burial site, and numerous remains have been found in the cave. The earliest written history of the cave is from 1797, when a hunter discovered it while either chasing or running away from a bear, depending on whose version of the events you believe. Soon after, the cave was rediscovered mining for saltpeter. The main ingredient of gunpowder began in the cave. The mining lasted through the War of 1812, but stopped after the war ended. Since then, the cave had mostly been used for tourist attraction. Earlier visitors to come to the cave didn't think much about protecting it. One of the most popular things to do in the cave was write your name on one of the walls. Of course, just like in all the national park, it isn't allowed anymore. In the earliest part of the 20th century, a dining room was built in the cave. When I visited, I was able to see the serving area where visitors enjoyed their lunches, but no food is served there anymore to help protect the cave. Visitors also used to be able to take underground boat rides in the river that seasonally flow through the cave. Today, the best way to visit the cave is by getting a ticket to one or more of the ranger-led tours through the cave. Jason Sisk. Mr. Sisk is one of the guys my dad plays trivia with every Monday night. Thank you so much for being on Ellie Elevates Your National Parks. Would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, hi Ellie. Thank you for letting me be here on your podcast. I'm a software developer, is what I do for work. I have a family of four kids and a wife. I live in LaGrange Park, and I run into your dad probably about once a week or so.
How would you describe Mammoth Cave?
How would I describe Mammoth Cave? It's very big. It's very hard to see the whole thing. It's basically impossible to see the whole thing. It's a really interesting place. If you have never been in a cave before, it's probably one of the most elaborate and large caves I've ever seen. And I've been in probably three or four.
What did you do when you visited?
Well, I've been to Mammoth Cave a couple of times. I went once when I was probably about your age with my family, and then I went again when I was in my probably early to mid-20s with who is my wife now and a friend of mine. We toured the main passageways of the cave, so there's a couple of different tours that you can do. They're walking tours. One is almost a free-form tour where you walk through the main cavern, and it's a long day hike. But you see a lot of different passageways and whatnot. And then we went through a second tour, which is more of the like the ornamental tour. So you get to see the frozen Niagara. You get to see the dome where you climb this large staircase. And then there are some other sort of interesting tourist areas through the cave. So there's a couple different tours. I've been on at least two of them that I remember.
What plants and animals did you see when you visited?
I didn't see any plants or animals there. All of the animals and plants are up above the ground. I might have been lucky to see some bats, but I didn't see any bats.
What was your favorite part of Mammoth Cave?
My favorite part of Mammoth Cave was probably the Fat Man's Misery, because the first time I went there, I was with my dad, who was a fat man, and I laughed at him. And then I went back and I was a fat man, and the joke was on me.
What would or wouldn't you do if you visited again?
What would I do if I visited again? I would probably try to do one of the tours that I had never done before. One of the things that I sort of regretted was when I was a child, they did boat tours, and we didn't go on the boat tour, but there's an underground river in the cave. They have since stopped the boat tours because of people's destruction to the natural environment. And so that's something that can no longer happen, but it would be cool if they did open that back up again for special visits.
Did you see any stupid people when you visited?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anybody do anything dangerous. I would say that there's a section of the cave where people from the 1800s had brought oil lanterns into the cave, and they had written their initials with smoke on the ceiling of the cave. And so you can see where all of these people have graffitied their names. Have you ever been to Geno's East?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how people wrote all over the walls there? It's like that.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about the park?
I guess maybe the main thing that I thought was really interesting is that it's a national park and it's literally the largest cave in the whole world, but you wouldn't know it, right? Because it's underground.
Yeah.
So everything you see is just natural wilderness. And I mean, if you like wilderness, that's cool. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a little boring. But the coolest thing is underneath the ground, and you wouldn't know it unless you knew that it was there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sisk. It was great to have you on Ellie Elevates Your National Parks.
Thank you, Ellie. I was glad to be here.
Mammoth Cave is home to the endangered Kentucky cave shrimp, a sightless albino shrimp. It was established on July 1st, 1971. Richard Nixon was president, and it is most famous for being the world's largest cave system. It is 52,000 acres big. It first started attracting tourists in 1810, and there is a natural spring in the cave. There are over 450 miles of cave to explore, but only 80 miles of trail are open for visitors to hike in. If you visit, be prepared to explore and make an experience that you'll never forget. Thank you to Mr. Sisk for spending time talking to me this week. If you're enjoying my podcast, please leave a review or a rating on iTunes to help other people find the show. If you have any questions about a national park, please write to me at ellie@entanglingknots.com, and I may answer your question on a future show. Thanks to my producer Zach and my script assistant Molly, and thank you to Poddington Bear for providing my theme music under an attribution, non-commercial, Creative Commons license.